reached at 461-3000. That's 461-3000. Or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. I pray that you stay tuned in, that you invite others to join the dialogue and discussion each day. And right after the monologue this morning, we're going to open our telephone lines and invite you to call in. Talking about a subject today that's literally a dual subject boiled down to one question. What is Allah Akbar? What is Allah Akbar? Now, I know that you have heard that some places. We've got a Islamic here in Jacksonville, works in the Deegan administration, that several years ago wanted to argue with me, and we wound up with some arguments in the newspaper that he says Allah Akbar simply is the verbal letting the world know of the inner struggle for the Islamic person. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not what Allah Akbar is. We're going to talk about that today. And how does that intertwine with our Second Amendment rights and witnessing and watching a nation with just about every blue city and every blue state wanting to undermine the constitutional right to keep and bear arms? Do you realize each and every year we have probably some 40 to 50,000 new laws placed on the books just about weapons, guns, self-defense? Did you realize across the nation, local, state, and federal laws that are passed each and every year, about 250,000 new laws? And yet we, the people, are supposed to be the freest nation in the world. Yet we have more legislative rules, regulations, guidelines than any other nation on the face of the globe. Can we balance that with a free society? Ladies and gentlemen, across America today, we're witnessing an increase in the Islamic jihadist attacks on American Jews and Christians. Now, we're going to talk about that today. Now, perhaps you say, well, that's a doom and gloomist. We're talking about issues that are not really viable and valuable in our current society. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about two things today. It's Allah Akbar, the Islamic jihadist, and what that word, those words mean. Then we're going to talk about what we see today, even knowing that we have enemies within that will rise up and attack at any moment across our nation. And yet we're passing legislation in New York, in Michigan, in California, in Virginia now, and I could go on and on and on with the states, passing legislation that restricts the ownership of any weapon in your home. And some of those, some of the legislation says you can have your weapon, but we're going to restrict it so you can't buy the ammo for that weapon. I'm concerned about seeing these two things, the sleeper cells that are Islamic jihadist sleeper cells in America. I am concerned about that linked with the disarming of American citizens, knowing that we're faced with increasing Islamic jihadist attacks within. We're dealing with the enemy within, and yet we're disarming our American citizens. I don't understand that mindset coming from our elected leaders across the nation. I do understand it from the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party and what they're doing because they hate America. So as we talk about those issues, right after the brief monologue, we'll open our telephone lines. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. And the bottom line is, should Christians be concerned? Should patriots be concerned? Should conservatives be concerned? Should we get involved in the election process and put conservative Christian patriots in office that will protect our Constitution, protect our Bill of Rights, and protect the lives of the common citizens in America? That's what I'm concerned about. That's what I'm interested in. And as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it God's truth book. John 8:31-32, Jesus says, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, the Bible has the declaratory statement about the Word of God. "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117:2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." I don't know about you, but I am so thankful, grateful, that we have a truth book that does not need modification, doesn't need updating, doesn't need revision, doesn't need changes, but simply it says what God wants us to understand. The key to it is reading the Word, studying the Word, and allowing the Word of God to permeate our hearts and direct our footsteps, open our eyes, and illumine our pathway. We have those that will deny truth, reject truth. It goes back to the statement by George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. In his dystopian novel entitled 1984, Orwell said this: "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." Ladies and gentlemen, truth matters regardless of what side of the political aisle you're on. Truth matters regardless of what side of the country you dwell in. You know, some say, "Well, you know, this is my truth from California. This is my truth from New York. This is my truth from the Islamic jihadist standpoint." There's no such thing as truth in that realm. But ladies and gentlemen, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that reminds us that the decline of America is linked to the death of truth. In fact, DeMint links the death of truth right to the church house door. This is in part what the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint said. "Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation." And yet, according to the latest survey, ladies and gentlemen, there's about 55% of the millennials, the 18 to 35-year-old age group, that say there's no such thing as absolute truth. Excuse me. In fact, there, according to the survey, it says that the millennials say that each person determines their own version of truth. And yet, according to a major research, it says the Western society will be destroyed without a commitment to truth. There's a major, major need today for us to understand truth matters. The 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus made this powerful statement: "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." That's my challenge, that we need to love the truth, learn it, live it, tell it, and be willing to defend it even to death. It's a powerful statement. I believe it would revolutionize America. It would change the trajectory of our nation if that could be inculcated just in Christians, conservatives, and patriots in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Perhaps you say, how do I find Tools for Time? Good question. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of the I-285 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier on the campus of Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time. ToolsForATime.com. ToolsForATime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just take a few more moments before we open our telephone lines and invite you to call in. And let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917. And by the way, just by way of introduction, normally I do not announce what we're going to have the next day, but Lord willing, tomorrow we're going to be talking about a local issue. I understand the school board, Duval County School Board, received a demand letter from some power position people that's demanding that the school board cease and desist having prayer opening their school board meetings. Now, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Is it constitutional what they're doing, having the prayer? Should we insist that it continue? Do we have those that are willing to stand on the school board and say, we're going to do what honors God, whether you like it or not? Are we going to see the school board crumble and cave and cease and desist having prayer? What does the Constitution allow? What does Senate Bill 931 in the state of Florida that was passed about a year ago, in fact, it was in 2024, a little over a year ago, what does it allow in the state of Florida? Are we safe in Florida? In Duval County Public Schools, are we safe of continuing to have prayer at the school board meetings? We're going to talk about that on the broadcast tomorrow. Be planning now to call in, have the dialogue and discussion. Do your own research. Find out what you think, and we'll discuss it on tomorrow's broadcast. We're talking about prayer in the public schools, prayer with the Duval County School Board. Do we have that religious liberty and freedom? Or does somehow, some way, when you step on school grounds, do you the casting away, the evisceration, the annihilation, the destruction of your constitutional rights? Is that what we're to believe? Are we to believe that there are certain places that you are not a constitutional person? Are there certain places in our city, state, and across the nation where you shed off any constitutional liberties based on our Constitution? I think not, but I'd love to hear from you tomorrow. By the way, we're not going to take today's program time and talk about that. Just want you to know what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. So be prepared and plan to call in and talk about it tomorrow. Prayer in the public schools, prayer in the local school board meetings. Can we do that? Should we do that? Is it bad? Et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. Our telephone lines are open. We're going to talk about a subject today. Sounds like two subjects, but it's not. It's one subject, that is, what is Allah Akbar, and what is it? How does it affect us in America? What should we expect in America? And should we be disarmed as citizens as we face the enemy that is already embedded within? Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a position today where we've already been told by law enforcement that we're at high risk for potential attacks. Small groups, churches, synagogues, even at risk for in shopping centers and sports events. Literally any place we are in America today, any place a crowd may gather today. One of the things that's hard for me to believe is that the response from the Marxist media after the shootings, there's always a question, well, we don't know what they were intending. We don't know if they were a lone wolf Perhaps they were just a lone wolf and it really doesn't amount to anything. Perhaps they have not been radicalized, but just recently. Perhaps they've been radicalized by going overseas and coming back. Perhaps, with the socialist, Marxist, communist media, they will never, ever, ever up front tell us immediately and recognize that it's an Islamic jihadist attack. They're not doing that. Ladies and gentlemen, they try to skirt that. They try to, bifurcate the rationale and the reason behind those shootings. But ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is already within. They are gathered. In fact, most of the time when an Islamic jihadist attacks, he's doing so because jihad is required. Jihad is a war against the Jews and the Christians, against Israel and America. It is the thing that's called holy jihad. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just take a moment and digress to give a little illustration. Allah Akbar. That's talking about jihad. Now, I'll tell you a little further in a moment what it literally means when translated. In fact, it does not. Allah Akbar does not mean that it's just an inner struggle for an Islamic person that's venting his inner struggles with what he's faced with. Ladies and gentlemen, in the almost the front chapter, the first portion, I'm looking at what is called the Noble Quran, English translation of the Quran. It is the only Quran that Islamic scholars use to explain the Quran and to implement the Quran in Islamic life. And here is the section dealing with Surah. We call them chapters. It's Surah 2190. Surah 2190. Jihad means holy fighting. This is the footnote from the Islamic scholars. Holy fighting in Allah's cause with the full force of numbers and weaponry is given to utmost importance in Islam and is one of the pillars on which Islam stands. By jihad, Islam is established. By jihad, Islam remains. Allah's word is made superior. Further, it says, it's the duty of every Muslim. And he who tries to escape from this duty or does not in his innermost heart wish to fulfill the duty of jihad dies with one of the qualities of a hypocrite. And it goes on and on and on, talking about jihad and the holy war that is to be fought by Islamists against every Jew, against every Christian, against every non-believer that is non-believer in Allah as the God of the universe. Ladies and gentlemen, just what does Allah Akbar really mean? Recently there was one of the shootings, and the man screamed, Allah Akbar. The media comes on, they say he was screaming something. We just didn't understand what he was saying. Yes, they did. They fully understood what he was saying. But somehow, some way, they do not want to recognize that it is a full, open, in-your-face, frontal, demonic war in America today between the enemy, which is the Islamic jihadist. That's, by the way, Islam simply means submission. The goal for 1,400 years has been to bring the world into total submission to Allah under the guise of Islam being a peaceful religion. It is everything but a peaceful religion. But ladies and gentlemen, Allah Akbar literally means Allah. By the way, Allah is the false god that was selected by Muhammad out of the 360 gods in the Kaaba box when he was there at Medina. And that was what he discovered. And he selected the one that was Allah. Allah was the moon god of the Bedouins of that century. And ladies and gentlemen, it simply means when it screamed out, Allah Akbar, it is saying Allah is greater. Allah is the greatest God. And some of the local media, a few years back when that took place, and it was an argument in the paper, the debate about what is Allah Akbar. And the media just simply said that it is saying God is greater. God is great. No, it's not saying God is great. It's saying Allah is the greatest of the gods. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the war cry of the Islamic jihadist. He carries out the attack on Jews and Christians or simply on any American or any Israeli that is not a member, if you please, of the followers of Allah. And the Quran is very, very clear that jihad is the duty to be carried out by every sincere Islamic. Now, do you understand what I'm saying? You realize the danger that we're faced with it? I'm looking at a headline that says, suspect in Texas shooting wore a piece of clothing that says, I'm property of Allah, the clothing and Iranian flag emblem on it. Let me just read a paragraph. The gunman who killed two people at a bar in Texas early Sunday in mass shooting, left 14 others wounded, was wearing a sweatshirt that said property of Allah and another shirt with an Iranian flag design. As law enforcement officials told the Associated Press, the shooter had been identified as 53-year-old The shooter is originally from Senegal, according to multiple people briefed on the investigation. One of the people told the AP that he came to the U.S. in 2006 and was naturalized as a U.S. citizen. Officers in Austin shot and killed the gunman, who used both a pistol and a rifle to carry out the attack. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. This, in a moment, merges into the second phase of what we're talking about today. And the second phase of this conversation, and I'll touch on it and then get back to it a little later. Second phase of what we're talking about is the fact that across the nation, state after state after state, especially blue states, that's the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democratic Party controlled states, they're trying their best to undermine, tear down, and destroy the right of self-defense. That somehow, some way, they can modify, bifurcate, control, and destroy part of our Bill of Rights. That is the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a state condition. We're in a state and condition of being in serious danger in our nation with what we have, the enemies within. By the way, law enforcement agencies, the CIA, the FBI, et cetera, the intelligence agencies, they already know and admitted in America that we have about 1,100 sleeping cells, sleeper cells, about 1,100. Down in Tampa, we have about 6 or 8. Here in the South Georgia, in the northern portion of Florida, I understand there's at least 3 sleeper cells. The federal government, all of our intelligence agencies know who they are, they know where they are, they know what they're doing, but they leave them until they attack. Now, my question is, should that be the protocol, should that be the mindset and the approach that is used? Wait until the enemy attacks and then close them down, shut it down, chase them down, lock them up, et cetera, et cetera. I find it fascinating. Yes, an article says, are you safer next to someone shouting Allah Akbar? Or someone in a MAGA hat? Here's the man on the street interview and has something to say. This article reads, how dumb to choose jihadists who literally want to slit your throat, force everyone to convert, enslave women, and destroy everything you hold dear in America. A new man on the street interview video has delivered a stunning revelation about Democrats in America. They would rather be with radical Islamics whose goal is to slit the throats and enslave the women than Trump supporters who want to make America great again. The article further reads, delusional Democrats admit, hear me, this writer in this article says delusional Democrats admit that they have more in common with radical Islam than Trump supporters and would feel safer next to someone shouting Allah Akbar than someone in a MAGA hat. Now, how you can get any more twisted and perverted than that? I don't know how you get any dumber than that, if I can use that terminology. I believe that somehow, some way, we've devolved to the point and place and position, as Greg, one of our sons, said. He said, Dad, I believe the Democrats would be willing to watch America burn down if they could rule over the ashes. And I believe that's where we are today. Perhaps you say, how does that affect me? How does that affect Christians, conservatives? Listen, if we allow this to continue, and I personally believe that it will, if we allow our cities and our states to continue to undermine our Second Amendment right, if we allow this continue in America with no controls over the jihadists that are here trying to take the state of Texas now. They've just dominated the city of New York. It dominates in Dearborn, Michigan, and many other communities in Michigan. And right now there's a move in the state of Florida to see that very same thing take place as they're pushing in the state of Texas. If we allow that to continue to rumble across America, ladies and gentlemen, and allowing at the same time the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party to undermine our Bill of Rights, our constitutional rights to keep and bear arms in self-defense, we will become like North Korea, we'll become like China, we'll become like any and all of the nations, just as we're witnessing now in Iran, where the people can do nothing if they try to stand, if they try to prevent the government from doing what they've been doing. Some 30 to 50,000 of them got annihilated here about a month ago when they tried to stand up in the nation of Iran. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm concerned with where we are as Americans. I'm concerned that so often as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, the mindset is, let's not worry about who we put in office. After all, that person parts their hair right. After all, that person is kind of a debonair individual. After all, that person seems to know what they're talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, you can just go back and look at what took place in the state of Virginia and what has just happened there, where you've got a socialist, Marxist, communist that was just elected in the state of Virginia that right now with one fell swoop is trying to destroy the constitutional rights of free citizens in the state of Virginia. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you today. What are your thoughts? Should we be disarmed as a nation? Does a weapon, a rifle, a shotgun, or a pistol, whether it's automatic or single, should we be concerned about a citizen owning that? What about the constitutional carry, where you don't even have to have governmental permission to be able to have a weapon on you? Is that legal in America? Yes, in many states. We'll talk about that later in this broadcast today. How should we respond to what's taking place state after state after state? How should we respond to what we see Chip Roy and other legislators, congressmen from the state of Texas, along with 27 or 28 other states that are instituting some type of protection from Sharia law. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, when we look at what is happening with the war that's taking place, it is a war. It's a demonic war. It is a struggle for the soul of a nation when we see this taking place with the sleeper cells and the enemy within. Allah Akbar. Allah is the greater God. Allah is the greatest. It's the war cry, excuse me, for the Islamic jihadist. He carries out his attack on Jews and Christians and simply anybody, any nation that does not bow and bend and submit to Islam. Listen, according to the Quran, every Islamic, as I said a moment ago, every Islamic person is required to carry out holy war called jihad in the Quran, carrying it out in the name of Allah. And all of our intelligence agencies have already warned us of the political imminent potential of the attacks from the enemy in America. In fact, I was right a moment ago, looking down at my note, says 47 other congressmen, not states, but 47 congressmen, started with Chip Roy in Texas, have introduced, quote, the Sharia Free America Caucus. The Sharia Free America Caucus. Let me just read you a little brief statement about it. The tide is turning in our relentless battle to safeguard the very foundation of our great nation. We told you about the creation of the Sharia Free America Caucus. We brought you their latest press conferences. Now the Sharia Free America Caucus in Congress has just welcomed its 47th member, co-founded by the unyielding champions of freedom, Representative Chip Roy and Keith Self of Texas. This powerhouse group is expanding faster than ever, drawing in courageous leaders who refuse to let foreign ideologies erode our American way of life. The latest warrior to join the ranks is Representative Anna Paulina Luna of Florida, a fierce defender of our values who recognized the clear and present danger. Ladies and gentlemen, where we're going in our broadcast today as we face the issues, we're talking about what is Allah Akbar. If we know what it is, if we know who's doing it, What do we do to protect ourselves as a nation? Do we undermine and destroy the Second Amendment right or enhance it? Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
From First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu. WTRJ-FM, Orange Park.